Imagine clicking onto a station's homepage and not knowing whether you've landed on a place to hear music and get local news, or a NASCAR hood with sponsor stickers plastered all over it. On the flip side, some sites are so empty of ads that it doesn't even look like they could sell a space there if they tried. So how many banner ads are the right fit for a radio station homepage? Let's break it down. Hi, it's Jim. Welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And if you haven't yet, be sure that you like, subscribe, and drop us a comment. Let us know how we're doing on the content that you are hearing each and every week. Well, today we're tackling a simple question. Radio consultant and radio update editor Andy Meadows threw my way at the Texas Association of Broadcasters panel a couple weeks ago.
Jim, I'm a big believer in the content to ads ratio because I think too many stations are kind of NASCAR'd out. That's probably the best way to put it. How many ads should a radio website have on it above the fold and total on the homepage, in your opinion?
Well, if you've been in the business for a while, you've probably seen both extremes. Some sites load so many ads that you can't even find the content that you've came there for, while others are stripped so bare that you wonder if they're even paying the hosting bill. The truth is, the right balance depends on your station, your market, and your digital strategy. But there are some guidelines that can help you avoid alienating listeners and your advertisers. All right, so let's start with the one hard and fast number that we actually have. The 30% rule is what I'm talking about. On mobile ads, ads should not eat up more than about a third of the main content space. Anything more than that, then you start crossing the line. Now, all of this is a part of the Better Ads standards that Google and Chrome and other entities use when deciding if your site is ad-friendly. Well, go beyond that, and then you risk frustrating users and then having your ads quietly filtered out by ad blockers or even browsers nowadays. If a listener opens up your site on their phone and sees more ads than content, you've officially crossed that line. All right. So another mistake I see is the completely ad-free homepage. Sure, it looks clean, but it can also scream, nobody wanted to buy anything here, all right? And that's the flip side of this. That's not the impression that you really want to give. Even a few well-placed banners, especially tied to trusted local sponsors, signal that advertisers value your radio station and the audience that you bring. In fact, we encourage website clients to aim for at least between five and 10 sold positions with every new website launch, because that signals the right tone right out of the gate. A sold website is much easier to sell than one that is just filled with advertise here placement holders. So what's a reasonable starting point? Well, the research that we've shown suggests 6 to 8 placements on desktops and 3 to 5 on mobile. Now, that's enough to provide coverage without turning your homepage into a yard sale or the side of a NASCAR car. The key is to monitor your analytics, and if bounce rates go up, that means people come, they get frustrated, and they immediately leave. Or if your session times drop after adding a few new ad slots, well, then your audience is telling you, all right, it's probably too much. Now, if performance stays strong and the content that you have keeps them coming back regardless of how many ad placements that you have, everybody's happy. You may have some room to even expand the ad placements that you have. But ad count is really just a part of the story. User experience must be front and center. Now, I'm talking about ads that, you know, that shove content around, or they're slow loading, or they're just blah, blah, blah. You know, they could even cost you more in lost loyalty than you would earn in revenue from those ads. Your homepage should feel like a showcase for your brand, not a desperate attempt to wring out every last cent of every pixel that is open. All right. So reserve space properly, load ads in at the right time, and then give your content some breathing room. Because after all, folks come to your website for content. And when you start moving that out of the way and that becomes secondary to you, then it becomes less of an important thing for your audience and you'll start to see those numbers drop off. And while we're talking about ads, let's be honest, the ads themselves matter. If all you're doing is you're running blurry logos or they're amateur designs, they just look bad. And then they drag your entire website down as well. The entire look of your website looks a little bit cheesy. And, you know, 1990-ish, if your ads don't look great, a sharp, well-designed banner ad that actually promotes something useful will perform better for your advertisers. And it's going to be a better reflection of your radio station. You're not going to put ads on the radio that sound bad or they sound cheesy or they sound outdated or anything like that. So you want to put that same attention to detail into your banner ads on your station website as well. So back to that question, it's kind of a long way around to getting there. What's the proper amount? There's no one size fits all, but 6 to 8 placements on desktop and about 3 to 5 on mobile, that is a safe starting point. Now, keep an eye on that 30% density on smaller screens that I mentioned earlier, and then let your audience and the data guide you from there. One example that I love to give out is breezynews.com. We'll leave a link to it in the show notes. Now, that website, as you can see, it has a hefty amount of banner ads. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're listening to this podcast, be sure that you go and check out breezynews.com. But there's a lot of ads on the homepage. But despite all of the ads, it still continues to grow its audience. They don't care that there's so many ads on this homepage. Why? Because the content is worth it. These folks on this website, the content brings people back each and every day, and it's great content. It's people, I mean, they've almost put the newspaper out of business, or I think they already have, in their community. And folks come to this website to find out what happened last night. As a lot of folks have bookmarked it, and that's the first website they see each and every time they get online at their workspace. And they're consistently watching the numbers, and they're adjusting as they go. I mean, it's proof if you built consistent content and listener habits, really the gates are wide open to you. You can expand carefully and then still thrive, even though you have a lot of banner ads. And all the banner ads on this website are actually sold. Don't think if you're coming to this website and you're looking at it, you're going to think, oh, well, they're giving this stuff away. They have to be. No, no, no. Every single one is sold. It's just like their commercial schedules. There's a schedule for each and every banner ad that you see on that website. Nothing's value added, nothing like that. Don't let this be something that you immediately start out of the gate with, because this website has been online for decades. All right. So they have built up this over a long period of time, and the content is really what drives it. All right. So let this be something to strive for rather than something that you start with. For most stations, a clean, balanced layout with a handful of strategic ad slots will do the job just fine. All right. So if you're not sure whether your homepage has the right ad balance, well, we'd love to help you with that and give you a website that is easy to sell and gives you all the flexibility to start small and then grow over time. At Skyrocket Radio, we design websites built for listeners and for advertisers. Sites that attract audiences on both sides, they deliver results, and they keep your experience at the forefront, all right? Because it's all about when people come to your website, they want to experience your radio station and what you have to offer and the content that you are putting on there, all right? So reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. We'd love to help your radio station thrive online. That's it for this week. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.